Welcome back to post-game coverage on KNIA, and we are joined by the walk-off hitter herself, Cassie Baker. Cassie, what a ball game! First of all, just kind of overall, this ball game was back and forth. The Indians were down, got back ahead. What were some of the first things you felt when you hit the walk-off out to right field?
It was exciting, but like we all came together as a team, and they all told me like I could do it and have confidence going up there, so I did my best, and it happened. But
absolutely. I do want to talk about the teammates giving you confidence, because, you know, looking at the score sheet, it wasn't easy going up against Lexi Hilzer. There was not a lot of success against her, especially for the entire Indians lineup. It was 10 strikeouts, but where did that confidence, you talked about it coming from the teammates, you just never gave up.
They just said, like, go up there, keep your hands high, and you can do it. Like, them talking to me just made me think, like, don't talk too much, just go and do it.
Absolutely. Well, what was your game plan going in, you know, knowing that there was going to be a runner on, still just one out in the inning? What did you have a plan going forward, or is it just another at-bat?
We all talked before, and then we, coach said, like, here's what's going to happen, and you got this, and we did it.
All right. Well, how does it feel going back to Fort Dodge? This team went last year. Now you're going back for the second consecutive year. How's that feel?
Amazing.
Absolutely.
Can't wait.
What are the plans for the Indians? Obviously, you don't know who or what or when as of yet, but Indians, what is the plan for you and the Indians over the next week or so?
Practice. We're going to practice and work our butts off to get to where we need to be to compete.
All right. Any final thoughts on the Indians winning the regional final?
Go Indians.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll have more after this on KNIA.